From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Rode to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, old Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
It's my lazy day.
And now, here's the man who will be our next Secretary of the Interior, Smiley Burnett!
Hello, Zucchini Nose. How are you now? Hey, didn't we have fun last night?
Oh, that was a swell party, all right. And listen, who was that funny character, you know, the one that kept us all laughing? Boy,
that's
he was
the funniest
a riot,
guy I ever saw. I don't know who he was. He come over yesterday morning to fix the plumbing and just stayed for the party. I don't know. Oh, I got a good one on Macquarie.
You have a...
Yeah. Out in Freeman, there's a shoe repair shop. A repair shop that's got a sign in the window, and it's got a picture of a beautiful girl. And down below it says, "I'm in love with America's number one heel." Well, Mrs. Macquarie come by, and she got her pencil out of her purse, and she wrote on the bottom of it, says, "Too bad, sister, I married him." Oh, Macquarie. You know, she's been after Macquarie to take more interest in the kids' schoolwork, and one time when their little boy Jimmy brought his report card home, old Macquarie, he gives it a look, and the teacher had written on it, "Jimmy's a good boy, but he talks too much." Macquarie signed it on the bottom and says, "Dear teacher, you ought to meet Jimmy's mother." Have you seen Macquarie?
Oh, yeah. Listen, was he over there at the house when you called him yesterday?
Well, he's gone fishing, hadn't he? I think so. I asked his wife where he might be, and she said, "Well, just go down to the bridge and look around till you find a pole with a worm on both ends of it."
Stay away from me. Bruce, why don't you let me be? Don't know why.
Over by their house, and he's got a cousin visiting him. I wish you'd see him. If you think Mallet Head's funny looking, you ought to see this kid. They call him Dandruff. Yeah.
What do they call him Dandruff for?
I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do with him as far as I can see. He's got buck teeth. You ought to see that. I bet he could eat corn off the cob through a picket fence. Say, folks, everybody gather around the radio right now, because there's a fella going to talk to you once you hear what he's got to say. It's our sponsor.
About him, Smiley?
I had seen him for about a half an hour. I was down to Meekle Moomaw's drugstore getting some round envelopes because Slattery's going to send out some circular letters, but... Wait, hold it.
They gotta get good to get up.
Hey, good. This is singing gang. Eddie Dean. Doggies, we glad to see you. I told the boys that you was coming over here.
I saw
him over at the drugstore.
Well, I was so happy about coming. I couldn't stay away.
Let's visit a little while, huh?
All right.
Say, you ever see Frankie Marvin around anymore?
I played golf with him the other day.
You played golf,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, we went out and
I like
around
that,
the course.
What they call a pasture pool.
Yeah, that's great.
I like that game, but I always stand too close to the ball after I hit it.
That's my trouble, too.
Yeah. I got a lot of them little things you play with, them golf balls. You can have them if you want them. I got them in my house. Yeah, I picked them up over there on the golf course. They burn your fingers, too, you know
they
that,
do.
Man. I swear them fellas can really hit them hard. Lost balls, that's what they... Yeah.
When you catch them...
You know, while we're visiting... You know something? I bet you a lot of folks would like to know a little bit about your background. Can you tell that in 2,000 or 3,000 chosen words, Eddie?
Take 2,000 or 3,000 hours.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
You mean where I was born and such?
Oh, even come up further than that, you know?
Come up further than that?
Yeah.
You don't want to go back that far.
Oh, I not many people alive would remember that.
I'm afraid that's for dang sure.
Go ahead.
Well, you know I was born in Texas.
Yeah.
Everybody take a bow right quick.
Everybody
and,
from Texas.
I went from Texas up into the Middle West. I used to work up in South Dakota, WNAX.
Up in the pheasant country,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of listeners up in that part of the country.
Sure,
you know, bless their hearts. All you folks around Dakota, hello.
Hello. I met my wife up there and got married, and I got a couple of children, and I went from there to Chicago and worked...
What kind of children you got, boys?
I got a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
not
nice.
Wonderful?
Yeah. Can they sing like you can? Did they inherit any of that, did you?
I don't know. They're not too interested in it.
I must tell you something funny.
I guess I killed all their spirits singing around the house.
Eddie Dean, I was talking to you about Frankie Marvin. You know that Frankie Marvin used to come over and stand in my yard. I got pretty well acquainted with him. His wife was taking singing lessons, and he'd stand over in my yard with me so the neighbors wouldn't think that he was killing her, you know, knocking her in the head or something. Well, you know, that's why we cowboys have to have a ranch, so we can be so far out.
How about
nobody
you sing?
Hear us.
How about you sing something? I
like
to hear you sing. You got one of the nicest voices I ever heard. You know that?
Well, thank you, Smiley.
I mean it. I like to hear you sing.
I got one here called You Gotta Get Good to Get Up Here.
Yes, sir. Here's an old boy that'll really go, I'll tell you. Sing it, man. Go.
I was laying on my back just looking at the sky when a big fat cloud came a-sailing by. I said, look here, Mr. Cloud, can I climb up there with you? He said, listen, little brother, this is all you gotta do.
Let me tell you, you gotta get good.
Little brother,
you gotta get good to get up here. You gotta get good, get good.
Get good.
You gotta get good, get good, get good. You gotta get good.
I promised Mr. Cloud that I'd get to church on time. When they passed that plate, I would donate my last dime. He said that ain't near enough for to see them golden days. You must give up gin and sinning. You just gotta change your ways.
Let me tell you now, you gotta get good, get good. You gotta get good, get good.
Little brother,
you gotta get good to get up here. You gotta get good, get good. You gotta get good, get good, get good. You gotta get good, get good.
Little brother,
you gotta get good to get up here. You gotta get good, get good. You gotta get good, get good. You gotta get good to get up here. You gotta get good, get good.
You gotta get.
Thank you.
That wristwatch there, you think I could cut that strap down enough to make that fit an old hen's leg?
What do you want to put it on a hen for?
Well, I got an old Dominecker hen out there, and I want to see if I can get that wristwatch on her leg. You know, I might get her to lay 3-minute eggs, you know that? Oh, I'm an inventor, I'll tell you that. I told you about that straddle hammer I'm working on, didn't I?
No.
Oh, I did, too. You know, you hold your thumb out there by the nail, and you can hit it, and there's a hammer on both sides of your thumb.
That's what I mean.
Folks, we've got to go now. Gee, we've had lots of fun, haven't we?
Yeah!
We did appreciate Eddie Dean coming by, too. There's a grand fella, I'll tell you that. Folks, until we see you again, this old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well on me. I dare you talk about me. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.